Okay, Dega Machana Ephraim for Parshas Chayisar. Okay, we're starting on page 43. Oh, yay, Omer Vashem Beirach as Avram Bakol. It says in this week's Parsha that Avram Avinu has this great epiphany. Apparently, after the Akedah, all of a sudden Avram realized that he had a son, which is interesting because the son was born 40 years ago. Why all of a sudden is the Torah telling us that Hashem blessed Avram with a son at the beginning of Perek Chaf Dalet? There's a lot of pnimius behind that. Rashi says, what does it mean, Hashem Beirach as Avram Bakol? I'm just going to read you Rashi. You don't have it on the page in front of you. Beirach as Avram Bakol says Rashi, Bakol Ola B'Gematria Ben. Bakol is Gematria 52, is Gematria Ben. So Hashem blessed Avram with the son. Again, that was 40 years ago, but okay. U'me'acher Shahayelo Ben Hayetzarech Lasi Oisha. And says Rashi in this week's Parsha, since Avram had a son, he has to marry him off. And that's what Perek Chaf Dalet is about. Avram calls over his Eved, Eliezer, makes him take a Shvua, and sends him to go find the wife for Yitzchak. Why did Avram wait 40 years before deciding to attempt to marry off his son, when the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, at the age of 18, one should pursue Chuppah? Okay, that's a good question and a whole shiur for another time. But says the Dega Machane Ephraim, quoting Chazal, again, Rashi borrowed this from Chazal, Bakol Gematria Ben. Okay. V'yesh lefarish haremish b'zeh derech shanu mispalin al tashlicheinu le'zikna. Avram Avinu has been through a lot. He just passed the 10th test. He's been through Akedas Yitzchak. He's made a lot of sacrifices for Hashem. He gave himself a bris milah when he was 99 years old. He's an old person. What's the tefillah of an old person? The tefillah of an old person is the tefillah that we say in Slichos, right? In the Shema Koleinu of Slichos, Al tashlichenu le'ez zikna. Hashem, as I get old, Al tashlichenu, don't cast me astray. Don't throw me aside. Give me the strength to still be relevant when I'm old. A lot of people live with unbelievable fear of becoming irrelevant when they're old. It's a tragedy because there's no such thing as relevant or irrelevant when you have a relationship with Hashem. You could be an old person who could barely move and you sit in your place and your mind's not what it once was and you sit there and you just zug Tehillim all day. You're relevant to Hashem. You're the most relevant person in the world. Yeah, but I used to be a great brain surgeon. I used to be a great Rosh Yeshiva. I used to be a very successful head of a company. And now I'm so limited by my old age. Okay. The thing that matters most is that Hashem chooses to keep you alive, and therefore you matter and you're relevant. But we daven, Al tashlichenu le'zikna. I don't want to feel abandoned in my old age. V'hainu kili es ziknaso shel adam tosh kocho. When a person grows old, a person feels physically weakened, his strength wanes. V'zeu kichlos kochenu. Right, like we say, kichlos kochenu, as my energy runs out, Hashem, please, don't abandon me. Al tazvenu. Don't leave us. Don't leave us. Don't abandon us. V'yadua detoshus koachu b'chinas nekeva. The biological reality is that men are typically stronger than women, physically. We're talking about physical strength. Toshus koach, right? A lack of strength is associated metaphorically with nekeva, as opposed to zachar, which represents a certain type of strength, physical strength. Where do we see that? We see it in a Maimar Chazal by Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Va'at tidaber eleinu, etzel Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. It says, At. Why doesn't it say, Ata? You're talking to a man. So Chazal explained, Rashi says over there, Malami chetashash kocho kinekeva. It was a point where Moshe felt weakened like a woman. He was lacking a certain strength. So the concept of zachar in the keva, again, metaphorically represents more strength and less strength. So what's the fear of an old person? As an old person gets old, the person also loses strength. You could have been a young, healthy, able-bodied, you know, star athlete. But now you're an old guy. You can barely, you know, walk without a cane. So now, Avram is old. He's zakin. He's baba yamim. He's lived a long life. Hainu afil esik nasa. And yet, Hashem beirach es Avram bakol. Hashem blessed Avram, literally, with everything. Rashi explains, with a son. What does that mean, with a son? It's interesting, there's an opinion in the Gemara that says Avram had a daughter and her name was Bakol. But Rashi says, one other opinion in Chazal said no. That even though he was old, he was blessed with a son. What does that mean, he was blessed with a son? Hainu shaya ovedas Hashem yizbarach baruchu bekoach ugvura vizgabris bechinas dechar. That Avram Avinu, even in his old age, was motivated, was driven, and had the strength of a young man. Bechinas dechar. Dechar is the same as zachar. Dechar is Aramaic for zachar. Right? Duchra and nukva. Nukva is feminine, dechar is masculine. So Avram, much like Moshe Rabbeinu at the very end of the Torah, we see Moshe Rabbeinu, he dies because Hashem says he has to die. Moshe Rabbeinu's eyesight has not waned, his strength has not dimmed. So Avram Avinu was blessed by a Kodesh Baruch Hu that what? That even in old age, he was unbelievably strong and unbelievably productive. And Avram Avinu always found the strength to continue to serve Hashem with great drive and with great passion, without any weakness. And this was something that Avram understood was a blessing from Hashem, not taken for granted. Hashem beirach es Avraham bakol. Hashem gave ability to be like a young man, despite Avram zakein baba yamim. That's the first part of the book. Avraham zakein baba yamim. Avram's old, but he was still youthful, and that was a bracha from Hashem. V'kal lahavin, and this concept is easily understood. Why is it? Why is it that someone like an Avram, like a Moshe Rabbeinu, like I mentioned yesterday, the Lubavitch Rebbe on his 70th birthday, took on a project of 70 new Torah institutions, innovations. Right? How is it that these tzaddikim seem to have endless strength? And the answer is, no, what's the answer? The answer is, Kove Hashem Yachlifu Kalach, like the Pasuk says. Those who put their hope in Hashem, Yachlifu Kalach, their strength is exchanged. Which means that Hashem will always give them new strength. If you have what to do, it's easier and more realistic to convince Hashem to give you strength. Right? If you have a purpose, if you have a drive, it's not just a psychological reality that if I have drive and purpose, I find the strength. But if I can make a case, if I can justify why I need the strength, because I want to use it to serve you, Hashem, it's more likely that Hashem is going to be responsive to that. So Avraham Avinu was the type of individual whose whole life was trying to do more. He's 99 years old. He just had a bris milah. What does it say in last week's parsha? Vayera elav Hashem. Hashem appears to Avram. Where is he sitting? V'hu yoshev pesach ha'oel. Kichom hayom. He's sitting at the entrance of the tent. Kichom hayom. The Svarim HaKadoshim explained the Chidush Harim, the Noam Elimelech. He's yoshev pesach ha'oel. He sees himself as at the beginning, at the entrance of his Avodas Hashem. Even though kechom hayom, he's on fire for God. He's mamish on fire for Hashem. And he says, I'm only pesach ha'ol. There's a lot more for me to do. That was Moshe Rabbeinu also. Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says in Makos, oiv kesef lo yispa kesef. A person who loves money never has enough money. A person who loves mitzvos never has enough mitzvos. Moshe Rabbeinu always had more to do. Why does he want to go into Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara in Sota, Daf Yud Dalet. Moshe wants to go into Eretz Yisrael not to enjoy its fruits, right? Not to enjoy the nice beaches, not to enjoy the beautiful sunsets and the mountaintops and the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, the physical beauty of Eretz Yisrael, which is remarkable. Moshe goes to Eretz Yisrael because there's more mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. And he's always looking for more opportunities. So a person who has something purposeful to do, it's easier to make a taina. Hashem, you have to give me life. I have what to do. I can't run out of strength. I just have too much to do. That was Avraham Avinu. Yoshev Pesach Ha'ol Kechom Hayom. He's 99 years old and he's just getting started. Right? That's the attitude. There's a beautiful medrash, actually, medrash Tanchuma. In last week's parsha, it says, why does Avram get his bris milah at 99? How old was Avram when he discovered Hashem? Maybe he was 3. The Rambam says he's 40 or so. We have opinions in Chazal, maybe he's even close to 50. 48, 50. Why did Avram only get the call from Hashem to give himself a bris milah at 99? So the Medrash says it's a reminder to any person and every person that you're never too old to get started. In Achanami, Avram's been on the path for a long time. But the Medrash Tanchuma says, if a person, God forbid, says, I'm too old, I'm too set in my ways, I can't change. What do you mean? Hashem says to Avram, 99 years old, give yourself a bris milah and become tamim, become wholesome. Until now, you're not a real yid. Avram's 99 years old. So some Russian Jew finds out he's Jewish when he's 65 years old. I can't get started. Now, of course you can. The greatest got started. Avraham Avinu only got his bris milah when he was 99 years old. It's a big chizik for us that it's never too late for a Jew to start. But again, by the big tzaddikim, no matter how much they did, they were thirsty for more. And that's Beirachas Avram Bakol. Avram was a zakein, but he was youthful because he had a lot to accomplish. Yeah. That's a good question. Stam, a good question. Why did he send Eliezer to go and find the wife? Why didn't Avram himself? That's a good question. Anyone have an answer to that question? Why send Eliezer to find the wife? Why not be metapel in your son's shidduch? Is it an expression of his amunah and bitachon? Sometimes people are very involved in shidduch and they want to be very controlling, to micromanage the shidduch, you know? Parents are like way too involved. Right? So maybe Avram, as a person of Amunah, says, I can send Eliezer, I know he's going to... And the truth is, you look in the Divrei Yisrael of Majitz, in this week's Parsha, you see that Eliezer really kind of messed up by trying also to ask for a little bit too much. He asked for a sign, Hashem give me a sign, if it's the right girl. You should have just gone as a shliach of Avram, the Ish Amunah and Bitachon, you should have showed up at the well, you should have said, Hashem, send me the girl. I don't need signs, I don't need proofs, I don't need to... In Divrei Yisrael of Majlis, there's a whole calculation how Eliezer messed up, and the reason he repeats the whole story is that's part of his tshuva, that's his vidui. And afterwards he gives, when he finally meets the girl, he gives her the jewelry before he even says, who are you? Right? That's part of his bitachon, to trust that this is the right girl. Initially he's too nervous, am I going to find the right girl? Again, maybe that's why Avram himself didn't want to go. I don't need to be metapel. Hashem's going to send my son the right girl. I can trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send Yitzchak. So I can send the shliach. I don't need to be busy. What are her parents like? All the funny questions people ask. Really irrelevant and funny questions people ask about Shidduchim. Yeah. Right, being someone who mimics his master so seamlessly, I hear that. That makes sense. Copying his master's derech. Okay, very good. Okay, Chava, let's jump to the piece, also titled Hashem Birachas Avram Bakol. On page Mem Dalet in the bottom right-hand corner. Okay, there's a lot of Hashem Birachas Avram Bakols in this week's parsha. So, okay, page Mem Dalet, bottom right hand corner. This is going to be our main piece for today. Oh ye Amar Hashem Birachas Avram Bakol. V'yesh shnei deos. There are two opinions. Chad Amar Bakol b'gematria ben. One opinion is that Bakol is the gematria of Ben. So, what does it mean Hashem blessed Avram Bakol? He blessed him with a son. That's what Rashi brings. That's what the Medrash brings. The Gemara in Bava Basra mentions as one opinion. Uven hayolo, and he had a son. V'chad amar bas hayolo uvakol shema. And there's another opinion in the Gemara, interestingly enough, Bava Basra Tezayin, that Hashem blessed Avram Bakol means a daughter whose name was Bakol. Bakol shema was her name. Her name was Bakol. It's a funny name. There's different explanations why Avram would name his daughter Bakol. Okay. But it's possible to say that Avram had a ben and a bas, and they're both true, and Eilu Beilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Again, what does that mean? If I roll back the clock and I were to see, does Avram have a son or a daughter? What's it talking about? The answer is both. But let's understand it with Derech Pnimius. What does it mean he had a son and a daughter? Ve'echad mefarish divrei chavero. Everyone needs a son and a daughter. We just learned a moment ago that having a son, Zachar represents a certain strength that a person has, and Avram had it into old age. Let's learn another pshat. V'nakdim adiisa b'kisvei hakodesh shel hagon marina Rav Yaakov Yosef HaKoyin v'shem marina Rav Nachman Zal. So let's look into the writings of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, who brings b'shem Rabbi Nachman, not Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, b'stamba it's Rav Nachman Horadanker, who we quote sometimes. Al Maimer Chazal Bava Basra Kuf Mem Aleph. What does it say in Bava Basra? Person gets married, hope to build a family. Finally, your wife is pregnant. What are you rooting for? A son, a daughter. Well, I want to be Mekayim Puravu. I want to have a son and a daughter, like Shita's Beis Hillel. I want to be blessed with a son and a daughter. Okay. But what do you want to have first? Well, people sometimes have strong opinions about that. My Shita is, you want to have a healthy child. That's what you want to have first. Right? But the Gemara says, Bas Tchila Simin Yafa Lebanim. Interesting Gemara, Bava Basra Kuf Mem Aleph. If you have a daughter first, it's a good sign for sons. Okay? All right. What does that mean? I mean, is that true, like scientifically, if we were to just kind of, you know, crunch the numbers, would we find that people who have daughters first eventually have sons? More than one son? I mean, what are Chazal getting at? Chazal always mean things on many layers. So what does it mean that if you have a daughter, it'll lead to sons? What is a daughter? What is sons? Debechinas bas hi, kishelo hisig adayin shum hasaga, rak mis'ave lahasig. Again, think of it as male and female. Son and daughter, think of it as male and female. What is female? Let's think about it in the context of a child being born. Right? So the male is the one who's mashpia his zera, and the woman's egg becomes fertilized. Right? So the man is mashpia and the woman's a makabel. The man gives over and the woman receives. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, being on the receiving end means that, so to speak, the concept of feminine is receiving. It's always on the receiving end, and masculine is on the mashpia end, the giving end. Right? It's zachar and akeva, it's chesed and gvura. Chesed is being mashpia, gvura is withdrawn, is turned inward. So in that mashal, so now the woman's pregnant. B'sha'a tova, you know, we hope you have an easy pregnancy. Right? But the concept of nekeva means always wanting to receive. Always looking to receive. And therefore what? The concept of abbas is, it's as if a person, lohisig adayin, has not attained anything yet. Meaning I always want more, I always want more to receive. Ki'ilu, that there's no hasaga, there's no grasp, there's no understanding. Rak mis'ave lahasig. I always want more. Nekeva represents a kli, it's makabel. It's always looking to be further filled, right, with more substance, with more hashpa. So again, you can look at it in the model of Hashem and the Jewish people. We always want, as close as we are to Hashem, we feel like we're so far from you, we always want to be closer to you. We always want you to fill our life with more of your presence. Zeu bechinas nukva. That is the feminine aspect. Ukeshemasig eiza hasaga nikra bechinas ben udachar. And when that want is filled, right? When the husband is mashpia to his wife, so that's the metaphor, that's the expression of masculine. So masculine is filling and feminine is receiving. So what does it mean, Avra had a son and a daughter? Well, which is it? Is it a son? Is it a daughter? So, Chaver, this is the yesod to growth in Avodas Hashem. Vitzarech b'chol madregu madrega shehu bala. That every madrega, every step you take in Avodas Hashem, you took a step forward. Yesterday, you didn't know how we paskin. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Avodah Zarah Vavavud Beis. For the first 20 years of your life, you didn't know the answer to that question. Now you know how the Rambam paskins, you know how the Rif paskins, you know how Tosfos paskins, you know how the Rush paskins, right? Maybe you do because you saw it during Seder. Right? You know how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So great. So I'm a bigger person today than I was yesterday. I have more Torah in my life. I'm now filled with more Torah content, more Torah substance, more connection to Hashem. But do I say, okay, so now I'm good? Now I work through Vavam and Beis. I work through, you know. Nasa v'nasa, mahu, what's the halacha? Bid the avid if you did business with an idolater 3 days before their holiday, what's the halacha? Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Good. So now I can take off today. I don't need to learn Gemara today. I've met my Gemara quota for the week. Right? Of course, the answer is no. The more I fill up with Torah, the more I should want more Torah. Tzarech leidav, with every madrega that a person attains, tzarech leidav alitein leiv sh'adayin hu b'chinas bas v'nukva. Like the feminine concept of always wanting, of wanting to receive, no matter how much a person has received in the relationship with Hashem and his Torah, a person has to always be wanting more. Shelo hisig adayin klum. Like I told you, Avraham Avinu was sitting at the entrance of his tent after 100 years of service of God and saying, I'm just a beginner. There's so much more I want to get to know you, Hashem. Ki Hashem yisbarach ein sof baruch hu v'avudaso ein sof. Hashem is infinite and the service of Hashem is infinite. V'az yachol leilech madrega l'madrega b'maylos ramos. So there are many, many layers. There are many, many layers to climb. And a Jew has to always be striving to be a little better today than he was yesterday. V'zeo shemaram mizbas tchila. So now, what does the Gemara mean when it says, if you have a daughter first, it's a good sign for sons? Deep idea. What does daughter represent? That longing, that desire, right? Wanting more. If you're a person whose baseline, whose starting point is, I always want more, then that's a good sign for banim. That's a good sign that you're going to get more. If you're the type of person who feels, I'm good, Hashem, our relationship is as good as it needs to be, so then... then, you know, I'm a ben, I'm there, I've achieved it, I've filled up enough, and now I'm good, so then you're not going to grow. But if your baseline, if your bas is tchila, if your starting point is the feminine expression of wanting, of desiring, of craving to be makabel, so then you're going to be constantly be receiving, because you've made yourself into a kli to receive Hashem. When your starting point is, again, the feminine aspect, then you're able to grow step by step and to constantly elevate oneself in Avodas Hashem. And then you're able to attain the level of what? Of banim. Okay? This, again, is Rav Yaakov Yosef. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef, quoting Rav Nachman, probably Rav Nachman Horodankers, perish on this Gemara in Bava Basra. What does the Gemara in Bava Basra mean? Again, this is a deep teaching. If someone ever says, yeah, that's such a weird Gemara, a strange Gemara. If you have a daughter first, that's a good sign for having sons after. That's not biologically true. So you say to them, Chazal, we're not talking biology. Chazal, we're teaching you about different modes of connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If your baseline, if your foundation is bas, craving closeness to Hashem, then you'll constantly be filling your life with more and more connection to Hashem. Ad kan, those are the words of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. V'divrei pi chacham chen. And the words of the wise are very beautiful. U'lefi divrei kacho yesh lomer shezeu shekivnu ha'shnei deos b'ma'amaram zal. So now we understand our Gemara, now we understand our Pasuk. Did Avram have a son or did Avram have a daughter? Or did he have both? And what does it mean to have both? Chad Amar Bakol B'Gematria Ben. One opinion says Avram had a son. What does that mean? Hainu Shehisig Madrega Gedola B'Chinas Ben. That Avram truly had the level of Zachar. He mamish was filled up with so much of godliness in his life. V'Chad Amar, but the other opinion says, yeah, even though he was great, and even though he was such a big Baal Madrega, Bas Hayolo, he had a daughter. Meaning, Afilu Shabal Madrega Gedola, Lo Hayat Slo Rak Bechinas Bas. No matter how much Avram knew, he always wanted more. Shehi Nukva. He was craving to receive more. Vitzark Lahasig Yoser. I want to understand, it's not enough to know the Rif's opinion, and the Rambam's opinion, and Rabbeinu Chanan's opinion, and the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. I want to know the Ritva's opinion. I want to know the Ran's opinion. Right? I learned Rashi on this Pasuk. I want to learn Ramban on this Pasuk. I want to learn Chizkuni. I want to learn Svarno. I want to know what the Baal Shem Tov said. I want to know what the Vilna Gaon said. I'm never satisfied. Ki'ilu, I'm there. I've made it. V'yoser shahayim madrega yoser gedola haser mis'ava lahasik. And the truth is, it's almost a litmus test. What sign of a person who's reaching great levels? When I learn Torah, does it make me want more Torah? Or am I doing it like a chore, like a job, that once I've done enough, you know, I could punch out for the day. I finished my quota. Paro gave us quotas. Hashem doesn't give us quotas. Hashem says, just keep doing as much as you can. And know that every bit matters a tremendous amount. and know that there's always more to do. Lo alecha hamlacha ligmor, like it says in Pirkei Avos, it's not your job to finish it because you can't finish it. There's no such thing as finishing it. And at the same time, iata ben chorin, libatel mimena. You can't say that I'm ben chorin, I'm good, I paid my debts, Hashem, I did enough for you, and now I can rest. Vehevin shetzarech lahasi yoser yoser. A person who's a true Baal Madrega understands that he needs to grow more and more. Okay? So now, with this, let's go a step further. Kamosha omrim b'shem adoni aviza keini nishmaso eden. So now with this, we can understand how my grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, explained another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Kol mishiesh bo shlosha dvarim halalu v'chulu ayin tova v'chulu u'shlosha dvarim acherim v'chulu ayin ra v'chulu. No, who knows the Mishnah? Avram versus Bilam. Very good. If you have these three traits, you're from the world of Avram Avinu. If you have these three Dvarim Acherim, these three opposing traits, then you're a Talmud of Bilam Harasha. What are the traits? Well, it starts for Avram, it starts with an Ayin Tova, a good perspective, a good eye. How does it start for Bilam Harasha? Ayin Ra. Bilam was actually blind in one eye, and he was going to use his singular eye, Shesum HaAyin, the one who was covered over with his eye. He was going to use his evil eye to curse the Jewish people. But explain the Baal Shem Tov, what does it mean? What does it mean? It's a strange Mishnah. Right? This is what it means to be a Talmud of Avram, this is what it means to be a Talmud of Bilam. Baal Shem Tov explained the deep idea. Dibemes tzarech liyos ba'adam gam b'chinas shlosha dvar macher. Why are Chazal teaching us the midos of Bilam? In the Masechta, Pirkei Avos, which is teaching us the proper midos. I don't need to know what the Rasham did. Tell me how to live like a Yid. Tell me how to be a Talmud of Avram Avinu. Why do I care? Yeah? Bilam did this, and Hilary Machshua did that, and Stalin did this. You know, like, let's list all the evil things that people did. Right? So you could say, very pashut, obviously, Ezu Chacham Halomed Mikol Adam. I learn what to do, I also have to learn what not to do. Okay, it's a pashup shah. But says the Baal Shem Tov, no. We have to be Talmidim of Bilam Rasha. Not in his way, but in a similar way. Look what he says. Again, Dibemes Sarach Lios Baadim Gam Bechina Shlosha Dvar Macher. We need to use what? The traits of Bilam in Avodas Hashem. Not just the more pashut, this is what not to do. Dafka uses his midos. Really? Use his midos? What do we learn from Hitler, Yimach Shemo? What can we learn from him? He was Meiridik Mesudar. He was unbelievably organized. And he accomplished a lot, Rahman al-Islam, because of that. We can learn from that. Obviously, we want to use that skill of being organized, of being methodical, in a way to accomplish a lot in a good way, not to destroy and murder. And to annihilate innocent people, that's not the goal, obviously. But he was a very organized person. He was a very driven person. He was a very well spoken individual. Okay, Yemach Shemo v'zichro. I'm not being malam mitzchus on Hitler, but there's a reason that he was how he was, and we have to say, okay, for everything he did l'ra, I have to take that midah and be mahapech et l'tov. So how do you use ayin ra? It's not just have Ayin Tova to be a descendant of Avraham. Don't stay away from Ayin Ra so you don't end up in the camp of Bilam. No. Use Ayin Ra. How do you use Ayin Ra in a positive way? How do you use Ayin Ra in a productive way? So he explains. The Baal Shem Tov explained. Hainu Eitzo Avodas Hashem Yisbarach Baruchu Yeh Ayin Hara. Ayin Ra. In Avodas Hashem, have an Ayin Ra. What is an Ayin Ra? What is an Ayin Tov? An Ayin Tov is always satisfied with the way things are. What's an Ayin Ra? Who's the embodiment of Ayin Tov and Ayin Ra? We usually say Yaakov and Esav, right? Yaakov says, Yesh li kol, I have everything that I need. What does Esav say? I have a lot. I don't have everything, you know. Could use a few more things. That's called Ayin Ra. The world of Esav is Ayin Ra. It's actually nogeya to this week's parsha. I'll just say very quickly. Yaakov Avinu, the Svarim say, is the whole inyan of Ayin Tov. Yaakov Avinu always is trying to see good and tries to maintain a good perspective. He does mess up a little bit, perhaps one time when he's talking to Paro, and he says something a little bit negative about his difficult life. But for the most part, Yaakov Avinu took the high road. Mamish took the high road. How many years did Yaakov Avinu live? 147. Which is Gematria Ayin Tov. Right? The Vilna Gaon says on the Pasuk in Mishlei, Tov Ayin Hu Yivorach. Tov Ayin Hu Yivorach. Blessing comes from Tov Ayin, from a good eye. Tov Ayin is Gematria 147. Yaakov Avinu lived 147 years. And by the way, that breakdown is not arbitrary. It's actually very precise. Tov Ayin. How much is Tov? 17. How much is Ayin? 130. How many years did Yaakov Avinu live prior to coming to Mitzrayim? 130. How many years did Yaakov spend at the end of his life in Mitzrayim? The last 17 years of his life. So Yaakov Avinu is the world of what? Of Ayin Tov. Who is the world of Ayin Ra? Esav. That's why when Esav comes out to attack Yaakov, how many men does he come with? 400 men. What's the gematria of Ayin Ra? Ayin is 130, Ra is 270, 400. Plus 130 is 400. So Ayin Ra, Esav coming with 400 men, means Esav's coming with his negative perspective. And you see it in their words. Yaakov says, Baruch Hashem, I have everything. And what does Esav say? Nishli Rav, I'm doing okay. I could use more. In this week's Parsha, who do we meet? Who do we meet? Mr. Ayin Ra. Talks the talk, but doesn't walk the walk. How about Ephron? Avram, please, take whatever you want. I'll take Marasana Pele. Well, you know. What's 400 shekel kesef between me and you? What's 400 between us? I mean, after all, my name is only Gematria 400. Ayin Pei Reish Nun. How much is Ayin Pei Reish Nun? Ephron, spelled with that above. As it's spelled in the Parsha. Ayin Pei Reish Nun. 400. Ephron's Mr. Ayin Ra. He talks a big game. Oh, yeah, you're a prince amongst us. Take whatever you want. And then, of course, he's penny-pinching. Mama's trying to squeeze out of Avram whatever you get. And Avram, with his Ayin Tov, says, whatever you want. Bamas, whatever you want. I don't care. I know my money comes from Hashem. I know my success comes from Hashem. So, however, how do we use Ayin Ra, which is so antithetical to the Jewish people? It's so antithetical. So much of the tikkun that we're trying to bring the geula is what? Is by fighting against Ayin Ra. Is by finding that zelu mazet to the Ayin Ra. What are the last three words of the Torah? What are the last three words of the Torah? No one knows the last three words of the Torah. Le'enei kol Yisrael. Thank you. Le'enei kol Yisrael. Right? If you want to come back to Bereishis, le'enei kol Yisrael, you need to have good eyes. Like the Gemara says in Tanis, if you meet a girl with pretty eyes, you don't need to check out anything else about her, the Gemara says. What does that mean? Another strange Gemara. Dating advice. What it means is when Klal Yisrael have the proper perspective, when we, the Kala, Knesset Yisrael, the Shechina, whatever term you want to use, when the Jewish people have good eyes, when our perspective is proper, when Le'enei Kol Yisrael, then we come back to Gan Eden, we go back to Bereishis. The last few words of the Torah bring us back to Bereishis, to the beginning of the Torah. Who's the one who comes to see the good and to usher in, to bring in the era of redemption? Right, it's Eliyahu HaNavi. Right? Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor Letov. Zachor Letov is remembered for good. He always sees good. Eliyahu comes to be Malam Yitzchus. The truth is Eliyahu, the prophet, as we meet him in Navi, right, is pretty tough on Klal Yisrael. But he learned, he went to the opposite extreme. It's like Rishon Bar Yochai. He first comes out of the cave, he's burning people up with his eyes. Afterwards, he develops a very, very sweet eye towards the Jewish people. So the Svarim say, I think the Ben Ish Chai says, that Eliyahu becomes the Zelu Umazzeh. Eliyahu becomes the antithesis of Ayin Ra, right? In the balance of powers. Sometimes if something has the same gematria as something, it means that it is that thing, or it means it's the opposite of that thing. Right? So we said that Esav comes with 400 men because he is the embodiment of Ayin Ra. Ephron asks for 400 shekel because he is the embodiment of Ayin Ra. Ephron's gematria of his name is 400, because he is the embodiment of Ayin Ra. Eliyahu is the opposite. He fights against Ayin Ra. So I think the Ben Ish Chai says, let's see if we can work it out. What's the gematria of Eliyahu? Eliyahu Navi Zachor Letov? Like we say? Eliyahu Navi Zachor, is that what it is? Let's try it. How much is Eliyahu? 52? No, don't worry about it. Eliyahu is 52, no? How much is that's bad? How much is Zachor Litov? Let's do Zachor Litov. Litov is how much? Is 47. Zachor is 233. So what's 233 plus 52 plus 47? How much is let's try Zachor with above. I don't know what we have yet. I'm asking. I'm not doing the math. 52, 233, and 47. What do we have so far? Sorry, 53. 52, 233, and 47 is how much? Okay, so now I got to add Hanavi. How much is Hanavi? 68. So Eliyahu, 52. Hanavi, 68. Zachor, 233. Latov, 47 is 400. Gevaldik. Eliyahu Hanavi, Zachor, Latov is the Zel Umazeh, says the Ben Ishchai. He's the antidote to the Ayin Ra, of the Esavs of the world, of the Ephrons of the world. Eliyahu, who takes us till the end of time, right? Eliyahu is the one who's what? Who solves all the problems. He fixes all. With a good eye, you can fix anything. When you have the eyes of the Berditchever, you can fix anything in the world, no? The Berditchever can see a Machal Shabbos in Bimala Mitzchus. What does Eliyahu Hanavi do also? What does Eliyahu Hanavi do? He comes to solve all the problems. What happens when you get to a Gemara and it says the word Teiku? Tishbi Yatari, it's Kushos Vabayos. Tishbi is Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi. He's the one who answers all the questions. So anything that's a little off and problematic, Eliyahu has perspective on it. Eliyahu is able to see the good in things. So says the Baal Shem Tov, if we are the world of Ayin Tov, if we're so much about getting to that Ayin Tov to bring the Gula, so what is the role of Ayin Ra? How do we use Ayin Ra in a positive way? Says the Baal Shem Tov, we use it in our Avodas Hashem. Eitzel Avodas Hashem Yizbarach Baruch Hu, Yeh Ayin Ra. Have an Ayin Ra towards your Avodas Hashem. What does that mean? Shelo Yaspik Lo Kol Avoda. To never be satisfied to say that I have enough. In Gashmias, you have enough. In Gashmias, Yesh Li Kol. But in Ruchnias, a Jew has to say, I never have enough Hashem in my life. That every day of my life I want to be more connected to Hashem. And when the Yetzer Hara says, no, Ayin Tov, see the good, yesh lecha kol, you have it all. Right? Say, no, I'm never satisfied. I want more in my relationship with Hashem. That does not mean that I don't appreciate what I have, chas v'shalom. Obviously, be appreciative of what you've already achieved in Avodas Hashem, but continue to grow. V'chol avoda she'asu mikvar yekalo nechshav etzlo neged avoda she'tzarach la'avod habore baruch hu. That all the avoda that you did previously should be kalo nechshav, should be like nothing. It shouldn't even count towards what you intend to do in the future. Why was the holy Jew of Prishischa called the Yir HaKadosh? Why was he called by that name? Because he said, today it's as if it's my first day of being a Yid. Every day he started life with such a freshness that it's as if I just converted to Judaism. Or like the Piyaz Etzler Rebbe famously wrote on the occasion of his 40th birthday, what do I want to do on the occasion of turning 40? I want to convert to Judaism. What do you mean, Rebbe? You're a Rebbe of thousands. You're an unbelievable leader of Klal Yisrael. You've written Svarim. You've done amazing things. I haven't even begun yet. Today's my first day being a real Yid, a real Jew. Right? That's very powerful. V'ayin tova binyanei olam hazeh. And with regard to your financial success and how things are working out in the realm of olam hazeh, I'm doing great. Really? I could use a few more bucks. Nah, it's exactly what I need to have. In Ruchnias, I'm never satisfied. In Gashmias, I'm always satisfied. She has speak b'ma sheyeshlo v'lo yanechsha v'einav klal tanuge olam haza lios mis'ava u'mishtokek klal haza. To not have any longings for more olam haza. If Hashem gives me, great. If not, not. I'm not going to spend my life chasing olam haza. I'm satisfied with my lot. Not to chase after excesses. Things that I think I need, right? Or the world tells me that I need. Like Rabbi Aaron said yesterday, all the ads that say, add this to your life and add that to your life, when it really subtracts from the quality and the focus of your life. The same thing is true about the other midos in that Mishnah Perkei Avos. So to speak, the opposite qualities of Avram and Bilam, be a Talmud of Bilam, but not in Bilam's way. Take the midah based on Rasha, Ayin Ra, that's the. I'm going to use that to never be satisfied in Avodas Hashem. That's a thing. Ulefi dvar v'kadoshim ha'elu amarti shezeu peirash hazar kadosh. So with this, we've learned from the Tolus Yaakov Yosef, Apshat in the Gemara Bava Basra. We've learned from the Baal Shem Tov, Apshat in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. With this, says our Holy Rebbe, the Degel Machon Ephraim, I understand the Zohar. Now I understand the Zohar. Zakahu man da'az er garmei b'hai alma, kamahu rav ba'alma da'ase. I told you this. How does the Parsha begin? How do we first meet Sarah in the context of the Parsha? A recap of her life. Vayihiyu chaye Sarah, Meya Shana, Esrim Shana, Sheva Shanim. I told you the Zohar a couple of times. What does it say in the Zohar? Rabbi Simon writes about it in the Zimrei Baruch. Those who have Rabbi Simon's Parsha Sefer. He talks about this Midah. The Zohar says, one who makes himself big is made small. One who makes himself small becomes big. So by the bigger numbers, Esrim, Shana. Meya, Shana. Sheva, the smallest number, seven, Shanim. Plural. Says the Zohar, let's read the words again. Zaka hu man da azir garmei b'hai alma, praiseworthy. It's a zchus. For one, man means like man da amar, the one, the person. Who's what? Who's azir garmei. Who makes himself ze'er, makes himself small. B'hai alma, in this world. Kamahu rav ba'alma da'ase. To whatever degree he makes himself small in this world, he'll be big in the next world. What does that mean? Says the Degel Machon Ephraim, I'll tell you what it means. Behainu zakahu. Mi sheyesh lo shnei midos elu. Ayin tova v'ayin ra. Ayin tova da'azir garmei b'hai alma. If he uses his ayin tova to make himself small in this world, he's satisfied with his things in this world. U'mistapik v'mashachonu Hashem Yisbarach. V'einu rodev achar gedoylos v'neflos v'imanu. And he's not looking for a bigger house and a fancier car and more money in the bank and nicer vacations so he can post them on Facebook and make other people feel bad. If he's not chasing that, if he's satisfied, I'm just happy with what I have. And he has an ayin ra towards what? Towards what? Towards alma da'ase, towards the world to come. For spiritual things, he's never satisfied. Hainu binyani olam hava, avodas Hashem yisparach baruch hu, yeh lo midas rav. He wants more and more and more. Shelo yeh lo haspak of a tzimtzum bedavar. He's not easily satisfied. I'm a good enough Jew, they'll have what to say for me at my funeral. There'll be a couple of nice stories about me, you know? I can like take it easy now, because no, I have enough, you know? I have enough merit. I have enough merit that they'll be able to say something nice when I'm gone. Rak tamid yis'av v'yishtokek l'avodas Hashem yisbach yoyser v'yoser l'ein shiur v'sof. But rather, he's still not satisfied, and I'm going to keep longing and striving, because Torah Hashem and avodas Hashem and connection to Hashem is endless. He recognizes that, again, connection to Hashem is an endless pursuit. And that's a good thing. But again, these two work hand in hand. However, they work in tandem. If you become a Jew who's thirsty for elokus, for godliness in your life, it'll become much easier for you to be the type of person who's not tempted by the pleasures of Olam Hazeh. If you throw yourself in to a life of ruchnias, of pursuing ruchnias, you won't have to work so hard. It's not like, well, these are two separate tracks I have to work on. I have to work on wanting more Torah and mitzvos, and I also have to really fight against the temptation of being a person who wants to live large in Olam Hazeh. They go together. They go hand in hand. When you work on not being satisfied spiritually, it becomes much easier to say, I don't have time to chase Olam Hazeh. Automatically, my desire for Olam Hazeh shrinks as I learn that self-control. As I learn to be motivated in Ruchnias, automatically I become satisfied with my Gashmias. Chafetz Chaim didn't have to work hard to live simply. He was just so madly in love with Hashem, he didn't care. He didn't care that his house barely had anything in it. It didn't bother him. It was like, wow, he worked hard on being easily satisfied with so little. No, he was so interested in Olam Haba, he just didn't care about his Olam Haza. It just went away from him. It wasn't the pleasures that most people are chasing. He wasn't interested in that chase. To the degree that you cling to the pleasures of the next world, the pleasures of this world begin to disappear. And the opposite is also true. The more you get into the rat race of trying to make more and more money, get the better job, get the bigger promotion, get the bigger and better whatever, all the things of Olam Haza, the more you say, I can't open a Gemara. It's too hard. Yeah, I don't know, I wish I could learn. There's just no time to learn. And whatever, I'm lucky. I got, some people didn't even get to go to yeshiva for a year. So, I consider myself very blessed. Because 15 years ago, I went to yeshiva for a year. You live off that the rest of your life. What? It's crazy. But to the degree that you're chasing Olam Haza, it becomes very schleppy. It becomes very hard to motivate yourself in Inyanei Olam Haba. So they go hand in hand. V'zeh yesh lomar, final paragraph. V'zeh yesh lomar, shemiram meza pasuk. That's what our pasuk is hinting to. Sheshneya deos heim emes. Avram had a son and Avram had a daughter. Avram had an unquenchable desire to be close to Hashem, and because of that he was always ben, he was always growing and growing and growing. Shafilu kishehisig hasaga gedola b'chinas ben. That even after all of his madregos, Avram Avinu says, I'm still thirsting for more. Lo hayenechshav etzlo l'klum. Rakhaya b'chinas bas etzlo. He said, I'm still like a bas. I still want to be on the receiving end. There's so much more space within me for Hashem's presence. Hainu b'chinas nukva. V'yesh lomar gam kein shahaya bo shnei b'chinas elu ben ubas, b'chinas ben binyani olam hazeh. And like we've been explaining, not only did he have ben and bas simultaneously, but he had this satisfaction, this feeling of attainment when it came to matters of this world, but he had the feeling of bas when it came to matters of olam hazeh. Gevaldik piece, really very deep Torah, but in terms of a hashkafa and avodas Hashem, it's mamish the key to being a growing Jew. Okay, I'll just end with a tiny little piece. We'll end with one final tiny little piece. The piece va'anochi penisi habayis. It's about four pieces from the end. Very small piece. You see it? We'll end with a sweet little Torah. Memzah. Okay, Mem Zayin Taplev, Shkoyach. Okay, Va'anochi Penisi Abayis. I cleared out the house. Who cleared out the house? Who cleared out the house? What did we clear the house of? Well, when Eliezer Eved Avram is coming back to the home of Rivka, right, her family is a bunch of idol worshippers. Yeah? So Rashi says, Perish Rashi, Mei Avodah Zarah. Right? Besuol, Lavan, they cleared out the house of Avodah Zarah. We know you're not going to come in if our house is like a church. So they took out all the Avodah Zarah. Took all the Avodah Zarah out of the house. Okay. Chevra, what does it mean, Vanochi Penisi Abayis? You have to join the Anochi Club. The Anochi Club, to be a card-carrying member of the Anochi Club, it means that anytime you see the word Anochi, you think, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anochi is the first word that God spoke to the Jewish people at Har Sinai. So any Anochi in any context is a vart in Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So now you know what he's going to say. Anochi is penisi habayis. What does it mean, Anochi penisi habayis? Yesh lefarish bezel derech disa bezar kadosh. What is the bias? What is your main bias? It's not the physical structure of your home. It's not even the entirety of your body, which is sometimes called the bias. Right? But the main place where everything is being housed, where your essence is being housed as well, is your heart. Bias, says the Zohar, Da liba. This is your heart. Your heart is your bias. The goal is to make a nice space for Hashem. Rachmana liba bai. Va'asali mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. Hashem says, I want to dwell in your heart. To make a space for the Yetzer Tov and to drive out the Yetzer Hara. Like Avram Avinu was able to transform his Yetzer Hara, to turn it into two Yetzer Tovs, or at least to kick the Yetzer Hara out of the house, like David HaMelech. To throw the Hagars and the Yishmals out of your bias. Means to get all of those Yetzer Haras out of your heart. So therefore, says the Pasuk very simply, Va'anochi penisi habayis. V'hu she'amar va'anochi, hainu, al yedei ha-Torah, shenichlal ba'anochi. The first point of contact at Har Sinai is the word Anochi. So that means the word Anochi is the all-encompassing word of Torah. Through my connection to Anochi, whether you want to say it's a connection to Amunah in Hashem, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, whether you want to say Anochi represents the entirety of the Torah, through my connection to Torah, Pinisi Habayis, I clean out my heart. I clean out my house. Daliba, this refers to the heart, Me'avodah Zara. Vidai Lameven. And there's enough here for one who understands. It's a short Torah, but it says a lot. Okay, so Hashem should help us to be growing Jews. I really tell people, it's the biggest bracha. You don't have to be the smartest Jew. You don't have to be the Jew with the least Yetzer Hara. You just have to be a Jew who wants to be a better today than you were yesterday. That's mamish the key. I can tell you from all my friends and all my contemporaries, of everyone I've ever met, the people who I'm inspired by are people who never for a second think that their job is done. And it doesn't matter if you're a lawyer or a doctor or an accountant or a garbage man or a Rosh Yeshiva. There are some Rosh Yeshivas who are still shtagging, and there are some Rosh Yeshiva who they're playing Rosh Yeshiva. Now they know more than the Talmidim, so they don't have to push themselves to do more. And there are some people who say, I'm not sizing myself up by the person who's less knowledgeable than me. I'm comparing myself to Hashem. Kedoshim tiyu, ki kadosh ani Hashem lokeichem. And that Kedusha, and that Torah, and that connection is infinite. So we should be blessed to be growing Jews. No, who's got a nigga?